Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Samach Gimel, 63 in Bava Metzia. As we learn for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Asumat Tzar v'Shiv here, we're about 12 lines down on the page. Omar Rava, Shema Min Ravoshia. We saw from Ravoshia's ruling yesterday where you can convert basically a loan into product, and then as long as you had that product. Even if the product increases in value and then you want to change it to another product when that one's due. In other words, you had lent money. What did Rav Oshia say? That if Reuven had lent money, $100 to Shimon, and now when he comes to collect it, he says, "Give me my money." And the guy says, "I don't have any money, but I have wheat." Okay, we'll give you wheat at the current price. At the current price, that's okay. I have wheat. And then he said, "Okay, I'll give it to you at the current price." And then later on, when he came to collect the wheat at the time of the market, when it was time to sell it, it was worth more. So he said, "Give me my wheat." That would have been okay because the price had gone out. There was already a market price on the wheat, and the deal was, "I'll give you the $100 worth of wheat at that point when the money was originally due." Then, when he came to collect the wheat to sell because he wanted to buy wine with it, the wheat was worth more. That's okay to do because the wheat is considered to have gone up in the purchaser's rishus, meaning in the lender who was the purchaser, it went up, so to speak, in his rishus. So as long as, and this goes on and on, went from the wheat to the wine to the oil, as long as the price had gone out and it said he had those things. The key was im yeshlo kulon im yeshlo. The line before says kulon yeshlo mutter ein lo aser. If he had it in stock, then it's like he actually gave the stuff back. In other words, I came for my $100. You don't have $100, but I have wheat. Okay, if you have wheat, I'll take the wheat. I didn't actually take the wheat. I said, "I'll take $100 worth of wheat, hold it for me." And then when I came to collect the wheat, it was worth more later on. But since you had the wheat at the time, it's as if I collected it and then gave it to, and then it's as if it was mine already, went up in my rishus. It didn't go up in your rishus, so it doesn't look like rebid. See, if the original loan was $100, when I came to collect the wheat was worth 120. But the wheat went up in my rishus since you had the wheat at the time that we made the deal. It's like the wheat was in my rishus. It went up from 100 to 120. It was in the lender's rishus. So that's not rebid. If it went up in your rishus, meaning I lent you $100, and when I came to collect, I'm getting 120, that looks like interest. But if it went up in my rishus, it was like collected already, then it's okay. Amarava, Shmamina, you see three things from here. Shmamina, the Mamidin, Milva, Agabi Paris. In other words, you can convert basically, it's like converting a loan into fruit. It's not like, "Oh, I never received the payment." If you had the fruit, it's okay. It's only if he actually had it. He's emphasizing. Unfortunately, say he could have said Shmamina Trey, and that's really the whole idea. It's only if you had it in your stock, but he wants to emphasize the Yeshla only if you had it. Another thing I was thinking is because whenever Gemara says Shmamina, you always see it's always three. It's never two. It's either Shmamina one thing or three. You never find two. Anyway, but he emphasizes the Yeshla. It's only if he had it in stock. Again, if when I came to collect the money, the $100, and you say, "Well, I don't have any money, but I have wheat. What's the going price for wheat? I'll give you wheat at $100 at the $100 worth of wheat right now at the going price." But you didn't have the wheat, so I never really collected it. So if I lent you $100 and later on I collect $120 worth of wheat, that looks like rebid. Ushmaminah Isur of Yanni takes it even one step further. And you see over here that Rav Oshia also holds of Rav Yanni's rule. What's Rav Yanni's? I'm Rav Yanni. Mali Hain Manli Tmeyan. What's the difference between them and what's the difference? There's no difference between the product, the produce, and their value, meaning cash. What is he saying here now? Listen to this carefully. Again, you owe me $100. I can't come to my money. You say you don't have $100, but you have wheat. Okay, you have wheat, and I'll give you $100 worth of wheat. Fine. When I come to collect the wheat later on, it's worth more. That's okay because, like, you gave me back the wheat. But let's say when I come to collect the wheat later on, you don't have the wheat now. Can you give me $120 worth of wheat? He says you can. He says, "Hoser of Yari, Mali, hey Mali, what's in to produce money?" Meaning, if you had the wheat when I wanted the money, you said, "Okay, fine. You'll give me $100 worth of wheat and hold on to it. I'll collect it when." Later on, when I want to sell it and when the market is open, I want to sell it a few months later when the market opens up for wheat. At that point, so it's like you gave me back the wheat. Now the $100 worth, the wheat went up in price 120 later on. Can you give me cash 120? Rabbi says, you can. What's the difference? If the wheat was a, you had the wheat, right? You had the wheat. At the time, I wanted to collect the money. So if you had the wheat, it's like you gave it back to me. Now it went up in price. Now you don't have wheat. Can you give me cash? Rav Yani says, you can. He says, Isla Rav Yani, Dom Rav Yani, Mali Hain, Mali Demayan. And Rashi says over here, I assume that the noise outside is the garbage collectors and not another bomb, right? Ushma mina. And you see over here, take a Rashi before the lines get wide, right? Before the lines get wide. It's worth more now when he's coming to collect the wheat. And then he says, Yain Kishar shall have to use the wine, whatever the wine is right now. Price Shmamina, Isl Vyani Dummer Pasikala Paris, Vigiasmanimkor, Ubatova, Beinlo, Makabala Manadum, you could take cash also, Kishar Shah, the Mali Makabala Magasman. Those once you've established that I could accept again, the original loan was $100. I came and I thought you didn't. You said instead of $100, you give me $100 worth of wheat. Okay, fine. The price is out there for the wheat. You have the wheat. Fine. Hold on to it for me till the market. When I came to collect the wheat later on, it's worth 120. That's okay because, like one of my rishus, Rav Yani says, okay, the wheat's worth 120 now. What's him to give me wheat or give me cash? Same thing. That's what Rav Yani says. Oh, he lost it. Whatever. He lost it. He didn't actually give it up. So he didn't actually give it. That's going to be the Shiloh. He didn't actually give it. Does he actually have to give it? This is Rav Yana Shita. He didn't actually have to give it to him. Wherever he lost it or disappeared or whatever it was, right? But he didn't actually give it to him, put it in his corner. That's what Rav Yana says. We're going to see that's going to be a machlokas about that. Mali Amali's man, Ditmar. Here we have Rav Amar, Osam Man of a Payas. You can give it on trust for payas. We can't do it for money. Meaning, I can pay you now $100 and say, okay, listen. You give me fruits later on. Here's $100 now. In 3 months' time, when the market opens up, when it's it's in the season, you'll give me the payrus. That you could do. You could do that, right? Rashi says here Rashi into the wide lines, the second of the third of the wide lines. No small Monica Shashal. The price is out there. I'm not going to pay. In other words, there's a market price right now. I'm giving you money now for these fruits, and you'll give me the fruits later on, even if they're worth more late. You could do that. But you can't do it with money. Can I say now? If I give you money now, for the fruits that are going to be worth later on, the price, the current price, and later on they're going to be worth 120. Can you give me $120 later on? That looks like ribbit. I gave you $100 and give me back $120. That looks too much like ribbit. That's what Rav says. Rav Yani says no. Mali and Mali Dmei. What's the difference? So here's a machlokas about that. Rav Dimi says, and Rav Yani rather. Rav Yani says, what's the difference? If I gave you money for the fruits. Now, at the current price, and the price goes up later on in the season, 3 months from now, to 120. Rav Yani says, okay, you owe me 100. You can either give me the fruits or give me $120. Rav Yani says, that's okay. Rav says, that's not okay. It looks too much like rebid. Again, all these things. Now, this, don't mind you, this was a sale. This was a sale. We're going to make a big difference between a loan and a sale. Now, Rav Oshio was actually talking about a loan. I lent you $100, came to collect it. You said, yeah, week back and forth, back and forth. If you have it in stock at the time, that's okay because it's like you gave me back my loan. It's like you returned the loan and then I lent it to you again, et cetera, et cetera. That you could do. But Rav Yana is talking about, really, he says he holds a Rav Yana, but Rav Yana is really talking about a sale. And it's a little bit of a stretch, really, because this third thing that he says, the Shmamina, that he holds a Rav Yana, that what? And when I come to collect it, you can give me wine at the lower price. And he's sort of extrapolating. He's saying, again, right where the lines get wide in Rashi, in other words, Rav Yana is really talking about a sale, not necessarily a loan. But Rav Oshia was talking about a loan. And he says, you could do that with a loan too. He's extrapolating, he says, Rav Oshia would also hold like Rav Yana, which is a little bit of a stretch to me because Rav Oshia is talking about a loan. Rav Yana is talking about a sale. But in any case, Rav Yani says, Mali hey, Mali demand. What's the difference? If I come to collect the wheat and the wheat's worth 120 now, you can give me $120 or $120 worth of fruit of wheat. What's the difference? Whereas Rav Yani says, no, Rav says, no. If I gave you $100 for wheat, which was worth $100 worth of wheat at the time that I gave you the money, and later when I come to collect it, it's worth 120, and you give me back $120. That looks like I gave you $100 and gave me back 120. That looks too much like interest. But Rav Yani says, no, it's okay to do that. So you see a machlokas about that. Again, when it's not ribis ketzutza d'oraisa that we've learned, ribis where it's a loan, I'm giving you a loan, I'm giving you $100, you got to give me back 110. That's asur min haTorah, and as we saw Rav Lazar holds, if I collected it, you can demand it back in court. Meisvei, kasha and rav, kulam am yesh lo mutter. Now, Rav Oshia says that you have a kasha and rav in all these cases. From Rav Oshia's case, we're asking kasha and rav now. Rav Oshia, I guess, was a Tana. Rav Rav was also a Tana, but he said, kulam yesh lo mutter, only if he has it. Only if he has it. Here you say over here, rav says, why not? Right? Rav Yonasan Mali and Mali Demayan, im yesh lo mutter, you're allowed to do that. That in all these cases. Again, Rashi, he's asking from Rav Oshia. Take a look in Rashi, six lines into the first of the wide line, the first wide line, it's not the widest at the bottom. He said, what's the wheat worth now? 120? Fine, I'll give you $120 worth of wine at the current price. Later on, the wine went up, right? It's worth more. So it's like he's getting money. So it seems that way. It seems like from Rav Oshia, like you can give money back also. Why? Because when I said what Rav Oshia's case was, where the wheat was worth 120 now, he says, okay, instead of the wheat, I'll give you wine at the current price. So what do you mean giving him wine? You're converting the wheat to wine. Basically, I'm giving you $120 back. Same thing. So he's mashma that way. No, that's different over there. That's speaking about Bishamashach. That's speaking about what Michael said. There, the lender actually took the wheat. He actually took the wheat. I have wheat. He made a mashiach on it. If he took the wheat, of course it's his. If you returned me, you owed me $100 and you didn't have the cash and you said, here's $100 worth of wheat. And I took the wheat, of course, so you repaid me. What's the big deal? Of course, it's mine that went up in price. So Rav will say, no, you didn't actually make Mashiach. But he said, listen, the wheat is over there in the corner. That wheat is yours. Okay, the chiddush is that's good enough, even though he didn't make a kinyan. But that's good enough. It's like you returned it. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, I'll give you a different answer. A money Rav Yehuda that goes like Rav Yehuda, the Amar Tzadach Ribis Mutter. Rav Yehuda holds, he's maker, and he says, listen, Ribis, in many cases, and when it's done like in a sale form, it's not always Ribit. For example, we'll see the Tanya, Aresha, it's not always Ribit. In other words, it may be Ribit. When it may Ribit, it may work out to be Ribit, it may not work out to Ribit, then Rav Yehuda says, that's okay. The Tanya, Reisha, you know, Shabbat, Mona. You owe me $100. But also, I'll say, I'll tell you what. You owe me $100, and you said to me, listen, you don't have the money now, but you'll sell me your field for $100. You'll give me the field. Now, what happens here effectively? The money that I gave you, was a loan, right? You owe me $100, but instead you gave me back a field, and you said, listen, if you can't pay me back, here's the field. So, what's the status of the field? It's like a sale. I gave you $100, you gave me a field, right? You gave me a field. So, but if you pay me back the $100 later on and get your field back, your field was like a collateral, right? Like a mashkanta, like a mortgage. So this month, now, during this time that I have your field, we don't know if you're going to pay me back at the end or not. If you don't pay me back, it's my field, right? I bought it. Am I allowed to eat the payros? I'm the purchaser, effectively. The lender becomes the purchaser. LP, remember that. The lender becomes the purchaser. If I eat the payros, meanwhile, and eventually I keep the field, is there a problem with Ribit over here? No, because I bought the field. You converted the loan. You gave me the field. Fine, so it's my field. Let's say, though, eventually I hold the field for a year or whatever, and then you come up with the money and you return the money to me and I give you back the field. Now, if I ate the payros, what is that? That's interest, because I lent you $100. You gave me back $100 a year later. Meanwhile, I had the fruit. So are you allowed to do that? So that's machlokes. And you converted the loan. You said, okay, I'll sell you the field if I don't pay back the money. If the mocher, who's the mocher? The mocher is the debtor, the lova. Right? You're the one who's selling me the field. You're the one who borrowed the money. That's okay. If you're eating the payros, that's fine, because there's no ribbit involved. Lokecha ho payros oser. Says the Tanakhama, though, if lokecha, I'm the purchaser, I'm the lender, and I'm the purchaser, right? If I'm eating the payros, that's a problem, because it could be ribbit. If it turns out later on that you pay me back the money, and I give you back the field, but I I gave you $100. You gave me back $100. Plus, I had all the fruit. That's interest. Pardon? Okay, so that's the issue. We don't know. It may work out to be mine, may work out to be yours, depending if you pay me back. Rabbi says no. Even if I eat the pears, that's okay because we're not. It's not for sure rebit. It's only going to be rebit if you pay me back, but you may not pay me back. That's called sadech of rebit. It may work out, it may not work out. That's not interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says that's mutter. We don't necessarily hold it away, but that's Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter in a case like that because it does not necessarily going to work out to be rebit. And Rashi in the widest lines here says, take a look at Rashi in the widest, the first of the widest lines at the end of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr, it's a ribisha ain al yidei avah. It's not a loan. Al yidei mecher was a sale effectively because we converted the loan into a sale. In this case, also in our case, if the payros go up in value, v'shalim yesh kan rebit. In other words, the issue was, how could you say, if you said Rav Yanai holds, that what's the difference if you pay back with money or with cash? Well, it depends. If the fruits go up in value, if the wheat goes up in value and you pay me back in cash, then it's like rebit. I gave you $100, you gave me back $120 cash. Right. Let's say you gave me the fruits, the produce. I say fruits, the produce. I gave you $100. And what? You gave me back. You say you don't have $100, but you have wheat. And the wheat went up in price, but you gave me the wheat. You gave me $100 worth of wheat. The wheat might have gone up in price, but it was the same wheat that we made a deal on. It depends if you give me cash or not. The deal was not to pay cash. The deal was to pay back produce. If you give me back the produce, that's okay. Because I lent you $100. We converted that. You said you'll give me the wheat instead. We agreed on the price. That was the market price then. The wheat might have gone up, but it's the same wheat, effectively. And therefore, that would be okay. But if you pay me back cash is already a problem because it looks funny. So Rabbi Yehuda though holds that that's okay, even though it may work out, rebit may not work out. Just like the case of a sale, may work out, may not. That's okay. Rabbi Yehuda told the Tanakhama, "What are you story? There was a story. Bitus ben Zon Maisa, but Bitus ben Zon of a wealthy man. He also sold his field effectively to somebody. Al pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I guess he had borrowed money and he converted his. He told, I'll give you the field instead. In that case." The lokeach ate the peiros. Meaning, who's the lokeach? The purchaser. That would be the lender. Oh yeah. And you see, it was okay. Amulo. They said to them, "Mishamai, you can't prove from there. Misham raya. It's different over there. There, the debtor is eating the peiros. The lokeach. In other words, he had the story a little bit wrong. He had heard the story. It wasn't like there was a fight about the story, but he heard that Bitus Mizonim had made his field into a sale. Converted. He had loaned, borrowed money, and in order to pay, instead of paying it back, he gave him. Gave him the collateral of the property, which may have remained in the lender's reshus, and he would be a person, but we don't know. So he says that wasn't the case with the lender wasn't eating the produce anyway. There it was the seller, meaning the debtor, the lova, was eating the pears over there. So he couldn't prove from there. But we have a machlokas here. So Rav will say, and apparently we go like Rav, that you can't really give money for produce and then get back money at the higher price. That looks too much like rebit. Rav Yanai disagrees. When we ask Akasha from Rav Oshia, it's mashma that way. So he said either Rav Oshia's case, either was Karen Zavis, or that's a sheet of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says if it only works out to Ribis in one way, not the other way, then it's okay. But Rav doesn't necessarily hold that way. My binayu, and I think our Mishnah also wouldn't agree with that because the Mishnah says only if you have the things in stock, otherwise it doesn't look good. So, and even Rav Oshia was only saying if you have it in stock, if you have it in stock, it's like you returned it. But this that we're jumping, that when Rava says, Rava is the one who jumped from Moshe and says, you see from Moshe that you can convert a loan from money into produce. And you don't say, well, you didn't get it back. It's like you got it back if had it in stock. And he also that he holds a Rav Yanai, that it makes a difference if you gave back money or cash. And Rav Yanai says that, but Rav doesn't necessarily agree. What my binai, what's the difference between Yehuda and Rav in this idea of what Sarach Bris? That's a machlokas over here, where it may turn out to be rebit or may not turn out to be rebit. If at the end you pay me back my loan and you take your field back and I ate the fruits, that would be rebit. But if at the end I keep the field, so it was a sale. It was a sale. You know, I lent you, I gave you $100. You gave me the field. I could do what I want with the field. I could eat it. Yeah, it would turn out to be ribis. It wasn't. It turns out, it's not ribis lamafrea. It's lamafrea. It turns out that it was ribis.
At the time, the field was his. So when he ended up,
Well,
when he made, when he
you
paid
could.
the paperwork, he didn't.
Okay. So that's the issue. And that's the issue with. Well, we the when you say the field was his, it's in limbo. We don't know if it's going to be his permanently or not. It could be it's his, could be it's not. If the guy pays back the money, it turns out it wasn't his field. If he doesn't pay back the money, it turns out that it was. Nothing wrong
So
with that. There's no difference. Yeah, right. But then he's entitled to it. Then he's entitled to it. If I rent your field, if I rent your field, if I rent your field and I pay you for the field, I'm using a field and I'm entitled to the payers. I'm using the field. That's the deal. In the case, so you're renting it. In the case here, the question is, does it look like interest? Does it look like interest? Well, you're not renting it. You're not renting it. You are, I lent you $100 and you owe me $100. You gave me the field as collateral. If you don't overpay back that, I get to keep the field. So you're saying, listen, you're saying right now, if I don't pay you back, Ephraim, if I don't pay you back, keep the field. So then I bought it and it's not rebid then. I could eat it. I could eat the stuff. If it turns out that you paid at the end and I give you back the field, then it turns out that I rebid it. I didn't rent it from you. I didn't rent the field. I lent you $100. You gave me back $100. And meanwhile, I ate the fruits too. I ate the produce. That's rebid.
Right.
Right.
Is the lender allowed to use the mashu?
Okay, so yes, he can. He can, as long as there's no deterioration of value. Here we're talking about we ate up produce. For example, what does the Torah say? The Torah says that you have to return, you take, let's say, a pillow or a blanket or something, you have to return it to the Almana at night and all that stuff. What's the idea? You could use it. You could use it or hold on to it. What does it mean? As long if you diminish its value, then you can't do that. That's what we talk about the case of Mashkanta Blo Nechaisa, where you're eating the fruits without deducting for the loan. If I took a collateral from you and I used it up, whatever it was, a jar of something or whatever it was, I used something up from it, I have to deduct that from the loan. I'm not allowed to keep it. It's only collateral in case you don't pay back. But I can't use it. I can use it as long as there's no diminished value to it. If you gave me your car, let's say, right? So if I used it, it would be diminishing its value somewhat, right? So that wouldn't be fair. Now, that's the case of Mashkanta Blona Chaisa. Rav Omar, two lines from the bottom page. Rav Omar, Ribis Amanas Nafsik, the machlok between Rav and between the Tanakhama here and Rav Yehuda. That's not Rav. But the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda is Ribis on the condition that I'm going to return it. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're allowed to, is not because he holds that ribis mitzad echad is okay. If you're not sure, it's okay. He says, even in this case, the lender, I'm using your field. I'm using it on the condition that whatever I do eat up, I'm going to return to you. Just like Michael asked now with the collateral. I have collateral from you. If I'll use the field, and if I eat the produce from the field, and you wind up paying me back at the end. Not only do I have to give you back your field, but I give you back the produce also. I'll pay for that. So, if it's not a sale, also the Tanakhama says that's still also. Yeah, I can't even do it. The Tanakhama holds that at the time that I'm eating the produce, I can't do that. It's like I'm getting rebid. Even if at the end you're going to pay me back, even if at the end I'm going to give you back the field and the fruits, I still can't do it right now. So that would be that their Rabbi Yehuda is not saying such a big chiddush, and the Tanakhama is saying a big chiddush that even if I'm willing to put it back later on, I can't do it right. I can't do that. Even if I'm planning to pay it back later on, I can't do that according to the Tanakhama. That's another way to learn machlokas. Amar Rabba, last line of the page. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Mali hey, Mali Tmeyan. Rabbi Yehuda says a big chiddush, right? That I lent you $100 and we converted that to the wheat later on. And then the wheat went up in price. So I can get the wheat. You had the wheat, but now you don't have it. You can give me back $120 instead. Whether you had the wheat, you didn't have the wheat. Doesn't make any sense. You don't want to give me back $100. You could do that. It's a big chiddush. Mali and Mali Demayan, Amrina also Mali Demayan Mali Hain, Nami Amrina. Let's say, what's the whole idea? That if I had the fruits, if I had the produce, it's like I returned it to you, so it's okay. Because you know what? Let's say I had cash. I can give you cash also. In other words, if I had cash, I could also give you produce for it now. The other way, what's the difference? He says that since he has Mali and Mali Demayan Amrina, Mali Demayan Mali Hain, Nami Amrina. If I had the cash also, what was the whole idea? We said that, oh, if it's okay, if you had the produce, then it's like I returned it. Well, if you had the money also, I could also say that too. Rashi says with demand shoving. Rashi says that the fourth line of, from top of the page, behind bears, having mutter, hachanami ki havi amos biyado mutter shahamos v'dmeim shoving. The mali tov, what's the difference if I have one or the other? So he says, as long as I had the cash at the time, I can also return the $120 worth of produce if I so. You're allowed to fix the price based on the market price, the shar b'shuk. You're allowed to make a deal based on that, even though you don't have any. You don't have it? What do you mean? Didn't Rav Oshu said you have to have it? What do you mean? We just said that when you can convert the money into wheat and the wheat into oil, into wine and the wine into oil, all that, if you have it, it may no also. If you don't have it, how can you say you can set a price for something in the shuk? You can make a deal. In other words, I can give you money now, and you're going to supply me with the produce throughout the season at the current price right now, even if you don't have any. That's what he says, poskan al hashar, you can make a deal based on the market price, even though you don't have it. But Rav Oshia said you have to have it. And the Mishnah also said that way. Oh, that's where it's a loan. Where it's a loan, you know, on a sale, there's no such thing as interest, right? A sale is a sale. I sold you something you bought, you paid for. What's the interest? Whatever you charge me, charge. I can't charge you more than, I can't defraud you, oh no, and all that. But a sale has no interest there. When there's a loan, and then you have a problem, it looks like interest. So he says, you know what? If it's a loan, then you have to, and you want to convert it into some other product. If you have the product, that's okay, because it's like you returned to me the loan, and then I lent it to you again, etc. And then the price went up. You gave it back to me, and I gave you that item, and that price, and that went up. But if it's a sale, there's no problem with that. I could tell you, listen, what's the market price now for cheese or whatever for grain? This is the market price. Okay, I'm going to give you money right now. That's the market price right now. Later on in season, 3 months from now, it's going to be worth more. That's okay. That's okay. What's the written about? There's no rebate. There's no. I didn't lend you anything. I was a sale. It was a purchase. So he said, that's what he says. Rav Yani is really talking about a purchase. That's why the first thing that Rav said that you see from Rav Oshia that he holds Rav Yani, a little bit of a stretch. Rabba Yosef Damar Tavai. What's the reason why you're allowed to fix a price? And I was like, give you money right now, based on the market price, even though the seller doesn't have the merchandise. Damar Lei says, what are you doing? You're doing me a big favor over here. I'm asking you to give me this stuff later on, right? I'm going to take your favor that you did, put it on the bushes, put it on the thorns. What's the big deal? Maya, honestly, what are you doing me a big favor? In other words, why are you allowed to give money now at the current price and get the produce later, even though it's going to be at a higher price? He says, what's the big deal? What's the big advantage you're giving me? That says the purchaser. Maya, honestly, I could buy them. Later on, if I would have the money, I could buy them. I could buy it at the lower price in Hini and Shili. Hini and Shili were marketplaces nearby Pumpedisa, or nearby their area where they were there, nearby Pumpedisa. So where the rabbis were, he says, and as I could buy it at the cheap market price, like at the shuk, I could buy it at the shuk myself. So you're not doing me a big favor by giving it to me at the current price, even though later on it's going to be worth more, because I could buy it anyway in the shuk that way. If that's the case, if you use that svara, you're not doing me a big favor, and that's why it's okay to do. Am I allowed to lend a bushel out for a bushel back? Which rabbi say that's also because the saw might be worth more later on. Why not? It's also say, what are you doing me a big favor? What's a big favor? I'm giving you a bushel, and you're giving me back a bushel. Again, I can say, what's a big favor you're doing me? Why can't I do that? Right, with my wheat go bad, get ruined in my own silo, in my own granary. In other words, I would have the wheat that's here anyway. What's the big deal? What's the big favor? If I give you a bushel, what's the big, what are you doing me a big favor? I'm getting back a bushel. Why should you're not doing me a favor anyway? So why shouldn't that be mutter also? Just like you say, if I give you money now at the current low price, I can get it back 3 months later. You'll give me the produce at when it's higher price later. Why? Because I could, if I, you're not doing me a big favor because I could take the money and buy it at the cheaper markets anyway. It's different over there. There, that's a loan over there. Again, when you lend something and you get something back, you have to be concerned, are you getting back more? That's the idea. Am I getting back more? If it's a loan, am I getting back more? So we saw in the Mishnah and from Moshe, even when you convert when it was a loan, if you have the item that you want to convert the loan into something else, if the guy has that item, so it's like he returned it to me, it's like he gave it to me and I'm lending it back to him again. So by a loan, we have to be concerned about it. By a sale, not. Rav Oshia, but the case of Poskin al Shar, Shabashikaf Bishaimo, and that what Rav Yani was speaking about was a sale. A sale is okay because what's the big deal? I'm giving you the money now at the current price, and you're going to give it to me in season 3 months from now. Even if you don't have any of that stock right now, that's okay because what are you doing me a favor? You're giving me a favor, giving me a stock later when I could buy it cheaper, so I could buy it at the current price. In other places also right now, I could buy where they actually have it in stock right now. So that's okay. But if it's a loan, it looks differently. It looks like ribbit. So you're still doing me a favor. Why? Because you have to give money to the broker. In other words, if he have to buy it on his own, he'd have to pay the broker each time that he wants to buy some. There's a cost there too. Okay, so he gave him that also. And he gave the broker that. He gave him the broker's fee too. So he's not, he's in addition to giving the money right now at the low price that it's at now, he gave him broker's fees. You don't need a broker. If you have cash, that's that the broker, the people will come to you, you know, to sell because people are always looking to buy cash. So if you said, if I would have money, I could buy the money, I could buy it at the lower price anyway at these other markets. Well, if you have cash, you don't even need a broker. So there's no, you're not doing me a big favor there. But the key is that you're seeing a difference here between a sale and a loan. Let's say I gave money right now at the early price. Harifa means the early price, meaning there's a price now in the market, and I'm giving you money now for the produce that you're going to give me later on. That's the current price. If there's an established price, that's okay. Even so, the person who purchased it has to show up at the granary to collect it. So Slamai was purpose. Elamik, if to make a Kenyan Haloka, he didn't make a Kenyan. He didn't make a Mashiach on it yet. He has to show up at the granary to make sure the deal's a deal. He's not making a Kenyan on it. Elakabula, maybe you'll say that the seller she cannot go back on the deal. What does that mean? If the seller goes back on the deal, he'll get a Mishapara, because since there was no Kenyan yet, you can go back on the deal. There's no deal till you make a Kenyan. So maybe it's so that the seller, remember, even if the seller took money, but money is that does not acquire movables. So it's maybe it's so that, that the seller will only get a Nishapara if the purchaser shows up at the granary. So it's even if he doesn't show up, I made a deal, we shook hands, I gave you cash at the current price, and you said, and we said you're gonna give me the produce later on. If you go back on the deal, you're gonna Nishapara anyway. Why do I have to show up at the granary? It's really just to get a Mishapara, but what? Whoever gives money at the early price, usually they trade plus you up. He usually gives money to a few different people because maybe one person cannot guarantee that he's going to be able to supply all the supplies. Usually they buy from several different sellers. If he shows up at the granary, then the seller realizes he shows up and he's serious and he's going to supply it. Below. And if he doesn't show up, Amalei, the seller could say, I'm not going back. Amina, the Ashkenazi pair of the Shapir Mididi. The reason you didn't show up, so I thought maybe you found the better looking payers at some other seller. Bishakus, and you took those, and the money that you gave me, you'll expect back. So that's why he said you have to show up. You have to show up to show that you're serious about the deal. Amar Bashi, Hashadamrit Mishum Daita. The reason that you have to show up is to show that you're serious. Even if the purchaser finds the seller in the marketplace and the omelet says, listen, you know, I make sure that I, you know, the money I gave you, we have a deal involved. Some chadaiti relies on that too. So here it's just saying that if you buy it early and you didn't acquire it yet, you still have to show up to make sure that the seller knows that you're serious and you're not going to go back on the deal. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said something that he could have really, we should really had this come at the very beginning of the parak. Call of the risk of the general rule of ribbits of interest is call agar natole usur. Anytime that you're getting what? Agar, a reward, a payment, natole, for waiting for the money, that's usur. In other words, if I change money for you, I give you a dollar and you give me back instead of 3.5 shekels or whatever the yitzig is, you give me 4 shekels right now. So, I advertise no commissions. What does that mean, no commission? Let's say instead of you want some shekels, you have 5 shekels, and I want the 5 shekels, and I have a dollar, and you're willing to take a dollar. Now, a dollar is not worth 5 shekels today, but if I give you a dollar and you're willing to give me 5 shekels for it, fine. You wanted the dollar, I wanted the 5 shekels. Is there a ribbit over there? No, because there's no waiting, there's no time. I'm not taking more money from you instead of whatever is 3.8 shekels. I'm taking 5 shekels for waiting, because you had the money for a while. No. That was a deal we made right now. So ribbis is only interest for time. Yeah. It's a purchase, exactly. It's like a purchase, an exchange, right? That's not interest mean it, by he's defining interest. Interest means I'm getting more money, or I'm getting something, I'm getting a reward because you had my money for a period of time. Bum Rav Nachman. Haimad, let's say you gave some money up front to a wax dealer, because li dal dal. They were going for, let's say, four containers of wax for a dollar. Hey, and he's, listen, I'll tell you what, if you give me the money now and I'll supply the wax later on. If you don't want, right, I'll give it to you, I'll give you five for the dollar. If you don't take it right now, if you want it, it's four to the dollar. But if you give me the money now and you're willing to accept the wax later on, I'll give you five for the dollar. Isnugabe, if he has the wax, shari. Less negabe, usher. If he has the wax, that's mutter to do, right? Then he's allowed to do that because effectively he says, listen, it's your wax that's going up in value. But if he doesn't have it, it's also pshita. Isn't that obvious? Let's read them. This, like, so isn't that obvious? Now, here, this is going with the idea that it's a sale. So it's a sale, lechor, we said before, if the price was fixed, maybe the price wasn't fixed over here. Rashi says 4 lines from the bottom of the page. If he has it, he doesn't have it, right? He needs money, sorry. So he says like this, if he has it, you're allowed to do that. If he has it, he just doesn't have the key or he can't get to it, right? And you're allowed to. If he doesn't have it, it's also cheats. Let's read him. The wax dealer himself has purchased from wholesalers the wax, but it's in their storage places. He has credit. In other words, he's paid for it already, just as they have Mao Sema keeping this Ashrad Masa, since he has credit in the city, meaning he's paid for other wax already, he just doesn't have it in stock yet. That's Gachi of a Bniyachi. It's as if he's sold something. He's, listen, I have it. I just, my son has to bring it home. Or until I find the key, and it's like I have it. It's like a kamashmo and keep it in the master. Since it hasn't been collected yet, kamandlas, it's not. It's like he doesn't have it. So here you see that even if apparently the price is set, right? The price was four containers for a dollar, and he says if you accept later on, you're gonna get five. You can't do it. If he has it, fine, you can do that. But if he doesn't have it, you can't do it. So here the chora going with the idea that even if it's a sale. It's not, you can't do it because it doesn't have that. Sounds like more like our Mishnah when originally it was a sale. And if he doesn't have the wine, he can't do it. So this sounds more like our Mishnah, not like Rav Yonai. Let's say I borrowed some money from you. I found a little extra money there. You said you're giving me $100. And when I count the money, see there's $102 there. So what's the extra $2? If it's like something that could have been a mistake, I got to read it back. We love. If it's not something that could have been mistaken, my Tanami, maybe you gave me a little extra. You gave me a $2 bonus, whatever. You gave me $2 as a gift. So how can you know? If a guy made a mistake, then you have to give it back. If it wasn't a mistake, you can assume that the guy who lent you the money gave it to you as a gift. How do you know if it's a mistake or not? I'll tell you why. If the mistake was like with a $10 note, or a $5 note. In other words, if he was giving to, let's say he gave me $100 in tens. They gave me 10, 10, $10 bills, right? But I see there's 11 there. That could have been a mistake. You might have miscounted, right? Might have been 11, right? If there's 11, give me $110, 120, might have been a mistake like that. That's a mistake. You miscounted. Two of the bills got stuck together. Well, you notice the $100 bills are, they stick together a lot easier than the, I like the Israeli money, doesn't stick together as much, right? So he says the, huh?
Different size of business.
Yes, besides that, the different size bills, if you go to a bank in America and ask for a bunch of bills, they stick together more. It's hard. So you got to be very careful. So he's, if it was taking tens or fives, you know, he gave an extra five, an extra 10, that was a mistake. You got to return it. If it was, though, he gave you, let's say he gave you 10 tens and there was $2 there besides that, two singles. That's not a mistake. He gave it to you as a gift. That's what you could tell. I'm Ravacha Braid, Ravashi, Vinish Tkifu, Deloya of Matana. What happens if you know that the guy who lent you the money, he's a money lender, he's a mafioso, he's not going to give you gifts. You know it's not a gift. What do you say there? I'm like, Dylan makes a goal saying, maybe he stole it from you, Vavla. Maybe he stole it from you. Now he did chew. He says, I'll give it back to you. So when he came to borrow money from him, he gave you the hundred, he gave you the $2 back that he stole. The Tanya goes, if you steal money from somebody, they've Leo Bacheshman Yotza. Is it considered, I steal money from you and I give it back to you as a, you know, I sort of hide it in money that I'm lending to you or bought something from you, I give you extra. You're, I'm Yotze. Savinish, what happens if the guy who lent you the money never had anything to do with you before? He didn't steal from you, he didn't have anything to do. So you know, why would he give you a gift? Maybe somebody else stole the money and he's embarrassed. And he told this guy, he also ploni and this guy, I know he's going to come bar. You're the mafia. You're the mafia people who lend money. So when he comes to borrow money from you, Ibalay put it in that money too. So interesting thing that if you borrow $100 and the guy gave you 100, you know, let's say 10 100s and $2 extra, that's a gift. Or it's your money. Let's say you don't have to return it. But if there's an extra 10 there or an extra five, it was five, then you can assume he made a mistake and you have to return it. All right, we'll pick him here tomorrow, Mr. Shem, Omer of Kana, about 8, 9 lines down on the page. Have a good day, everybody.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.